This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A powerful 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck southwestern Pakistan early Thursday, killing at least 20 people, injuring more than 200 others, according to one official. As many as 100 homes also collapsed, burying residents sleeping inside. The death toll was expected to rise, according to the official. Relatives crowded outside the district headquarters hospital in Balochistan province as patients were brought into the emergency ward. The World Health Organization is recommending that children in sub-Saharan Africa and other regions of the continent with moderate to high malaria transmission receive a malaria vaccine. The vaccine proved effective in a pilot program in Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, that has reached more than 800,000 children since 2019. The WHO says malaria is a top killer of children in sub-Saharan Africa, causing the death of more than 260,000 under age 5 every year. U.S. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who caucuses with Democrats, welcomed McConnell's move. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate. But while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also set the stage for a possible repeat battle in December. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Los Angeles, California has approved one of the strictest vaccination mandates in the United States, and it will take effect in early November. The Los Angeles City Council enacted a sweeping measure that would require vaccines for everyone entering a bar, restaurant, nail salon, or gym. Supporters say it's a way of preventing more COVID-19 surges. As for critics, they say the measure raises concern about enforcement and will add to confusion due to a less sweeping vaccination mandate that's scheduled to go into effect next month in Los Angeles County that would only apply to bars, breweries, and nightclubs. Healthcare giant Kaiser Permanente says it has placed more than 2,200 employees nationwide on unpaid leave for failing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. The suspended employees make up a little more than 1% of Kaiser's workforce. Kaiser says the suspended employees have until December 1st to get vaccinated, and those who choose not to will be terminated. Kaiser, based in California, announced the vaccination requirement in August. In September, President Joe Biden ordered companies with more than 100 employees to require vaccinations or weekly testing for COVID-19. The UN Secretary General told Ethiopia's government that it should show him any document or evidence the country has to substantiate accusations related to the expulsion of 7 senior humanitarian officials from the country. In a rare and unusual public exchange, Antonio Guterres took to the floor of the UN Security Council after the European ambassador leveled accusations against the staffers, including that they inflated the number of people in need of aid by 1 million and reported deaths that never happened. Guterres went on to say that he twice told Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed that if he had concerns about the lack of impartiality of UN staff, he should raise them directly with him so he could investigate. Americans are being warned to beware of potentially deadly fake prescription pills that are laced with powerful opioid fentanyl and the highly addictive stimulant methamphetamine. The counterfeit tablets are linked to a wave of drug overdoses killing unsuspecting users. In its first warning in 6 years, the Drug Enforcement Administration says international and domestic criminal networks are mass-producing fake pills and falsely marketing them as legitimate prescription medication. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.